At the Extra Tufts booth at the recent Pacific Marine Expo in Seattle, one needed not wait long to hear from disgruntled customers who'd bought some of the first non-made in the USA boots.
It wasn't what I expected. The laminating on the front toe would go come undone, and the Extra Tuft would leak. And you try to do your best. You go put goop on it. You try to go burn it and melt it back together.
Longtime wearers and newcomers to the brand were shocked when the waterproof boots gave way in months, even weeks. Some said rumor alone was enough for them to give up on Extra Tufts.
I needed boots down here, and I didn't buy them because I knew they were crappy. Everyone said that they were falling apart, so I just didn't buy the boots.
It's said that a third of all Extra Tufts end up in the state of Alaska. Many fishermen favor them for their easy traction on nets and lines, but local customers say they'd come to expect years of use out of a pair of Extra Tufts, not just one season or less.
2 to 3 years is what they used to last, We wear them out, just rip them apart, but last few years, they just were, 2 months, maybe a month, maybe. They just broke, ripped apart.
Honeywell felt the heat as disappointed consumers railed away online and to their local retailers. Even Senator Mark Begich fired off a letter to the company decrying the poor quality, expressing his hope that the production would come back to the U.S. According to Honeywell, that's not going to happen, but they do say that the problems have now been fixed, the quality is back. And as Global Director of Footwear Sean O'Brien says, they're going to great lengths to prove it to their customers.
If you had a pair of boots that had any kind of leaking or any the lining might have had any issues or anything, we'll replace them, no questions asked, full refund, swap them out. And I think that's the best thing we can do because we guarantee our product.
O'Brien and a few Extra Tufts reps delivered their product guarantee message over and again at the expo, lubricating it with a posh Drinks on Us reception and giving away what seemed hundreds of new pairs of boots and shoes.
We have incredibly loyal customers. People are passionate about the brand. We want to make sure that they're well taken care of. And that's why that's why we're here, is to make sure that we're out front and talking to people. And if anyone's having problems, we have no problem talking to them and making sure that they're happy and swapping out their boots, whatever we need to do.
Some speculate that what went wrong with the first year of Chinese-made Extra Tufts had to do with cheap glue. Others say that the 25 sets of hands that handle each boot on the line had not been trained properly. O'Brien toes a careful company line, going only so far as to say that making boots is not an exact science and that, indeed, there were some hiccups.
Just through trial and error and building out and getting a new line up to speed, we ran into some problems as far as some issues with some of our boots. But as of right now, and after the past 9 months, we've had no issues with any of our products. Everything has been performing even above expectations, and it's really come to fruition at this show. The consumers and accounts and retailers, according to us, they're fixed, they're great.
Many at the Pacific Marine Expo took home free boots. Most adhered to the old adage of not looking a gift boot in the toe. Most also seemed satisfied with the company's efforts to win them back.
Now that they're willing to go fix their mistake, I'm willing to give them a second chance.
They want to take the boots back and then keep up the reputation of having the highest customer service as well as the highest quality product. So I think it's great marketing on their part, and then it's good for fishermen because most of us aren't made of money because we're fishermen.
We just got a free pair now, so it's just with any small business. I totally understand. They take care of you, and you got to take care of them, I guess. Just can't give up.
Time or another fishing season will tell if the boots are sort of or extra tough now, or somewhere in between, perhaps. One more note, in Begich's letter to Honeywell, he casually added that people want the Extra Tough beer koozie back, and that, Honeywell says, they can do. One rep said to look for them back on store shelves by early next year. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.